So it's kind of the quick testimony. And again, a lot of you guys know me here too. And I'm just going to just take just a minute or two just to tell you about my family. Born into a Christian family. And so I was kind of around Christianity my whole life. But anyway, my specific individual family, my wife Tara is here in the front. Most of you guys probably know her. I have three daughters who now have all moved out of the house. One will be married this August. One is graduating from college next week. And the other one's a sophomore in college. But they all came through this church and now are on their own out in the big world. And me and Tara are empty nesters. There's never been a time when I haven't gone to a church. But I served in the military for 26 years. I'm a retired military officer. So we attended literally hundreds of churches throughout my life. This is what I consider my forever church now, and I'm so pleased to do it. When you're in the military, you travel all the time, and you just try different churches, and some of them work out, some of them don't. I was very pleased when we moved to Ouray. This was the only church we went to. It was the first church we came to. We loved it, and we never left since. We've had our trials and tribulations with individuals, with people, with the church itself, but we have never waned in our faith of this church and its potential within Ouray. Anyway, there's never truly been a time in my life where I did not believe in God. At least not a time that I can remember. I'm sure there's times when I was 3 years old that, I certainly didn't. I couldn't. Someone asked me about God, I couldn't have told you anything other than just maybe some childish, googlish stuff. But there was never a time in my life I did not believe in God, at least what I can remember. I spoke about God and to God even in my earliest memories. Now, certainly, my maturity level, my understanding, my part a Christian has in God's kingdom has exponentially grown over time. As a teenager, my belief in God was not questioned, at least not by me. However, there was very limited evidence that would have concluded that I was a follower of Christ. I would have told, the only evidence would have been if someone asked me if I believed in God and I believed in Jesus, I would have said yes. But if you would have had to point to something, the way I lived, the way I thought, there was certainly no evidence for it at that point. If I had to put a finger on a single moment in time where it was impressed upon me the need for repentance and forgiveness, it was likely a night when I was 21 years old and at work. And there, it's no magic thing, but there was just one night where it came over me that God wanted me to rely on Him and have a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ, and repent of my sins. I mean, when I was a teenager, again, I believed in God, I believed in Jesus, but I did things and I had no remorse at all for them. And that one night, it finally changed and said, listen, I can't live this way and consider myself a follower of Christ. So that night, I would say it changed. My attitude did change that night. Even though the sanctification process is still occurring some 30 years later. However, the primary change that occurred that night was my purpose for living. From that point forward, I realized my purpose was to live for God in everything I do. My purpose was not to be a great bowler. My purpose was not to be a good golfer. My purpose was not to make lots of money. My purpose was not to have a great family. My purpose was not to have a wife. My purpose was not to have kids. My purpose was not to live a long life into my 90s or 100s. I understand I can still have those things. I don't need to not have those things. But my purpose is to live for God with whatever God chooses to bless me with. That was the true change for me. Which brings me to the point of being up here, and that's the eldership. I have been an elder here for quite a few years. I'm actually the only elder now who will be renewing. All the elders you'll hear from in the next few weeks will be new elders to the church. And I'm asking, and I'll be asking, part of our congregational values is to have the congregants vote on the elders. So if you're a member of this church, you will be get the opportunity to vote yes or no for me to become an elder. For those who were here last week for Paul's sermon, he mentioned that most elders do not feel qualified per scripture requirements. I am truly no exception to that. The requirement in scripture is to be above reproach, which means beyond criticism, beyond suspicion, beyond blame. I do not feel like I am beyond any of those. And since I have been an elder, I have been criticized many times. I have been blamed for many things. And it's just part of, honestly, I believe now it is part of the job. So I am not above reproach, but I try to be. I try to do the things that God wants me to do, and I try to do the things Jesus requires of me. But what I think is worth sharing about my continued desire to be an elder for at least one more year is that I put this calling as a role of God has intended me to do. And therefore, I have and will make it above and or equal to any aspect of my life. I hope in the past few years, any of the congregants that are here, that have been here, can attest that I have put my heart and soul into leading the local church in a godly way. Again, I've certainly made mistakes, and I will. I won't claim that I will. But I do love this church. I do love the people in this church. And I feel it an honor to serve this church. And I will continue to, Lord willing, and if you guys allow me to. So that's really all I have to say. And I'm going to lead us in prayer as we go into the rest of the service. So, dear Father, I honor you and I bless you, and I thank you for the wonderful opportunity you've given us as Christians to come together to worship in your name, to glorify you and to glorify your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray for every individual in this church today. I pray that they leave today knowing your love for them. I pray that they become closer to your Son, Jesus Christ. That we see the opportunity, the responsibility of our Christianity to live a life that sheds light upon those who are hopefully not yet Christians, but will become Christians. Lord, may we always take that opportunity, be courageous enough to stand up for you, to talk about you when the opportunities arise. Lord, above all, we just praise your name. We ask you to accept our words today as an honor to you. Each one of us here loves you, desires to get to know you more, to love you more and more each day. Lord, I am honored to be with my brothers and sisters here to spend just another day in fellowship in honor of your name. Lord, we do love you and we do praise you. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. So,